To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello there, news listeners. We've arrived. It is Friday and time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 29th of April. Where the hell did this month go? 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. Hey, do you want to have Google say pull addresses, login details, even phone numbers from search results? Well, you can now. Granted, yes, you've been able to actually do this before by sending a request to Google to do this. However, though, it's gotten a little bit easier now. Google now has expanded their policy to let you ask for the removal of contact info like your phone number, email addresses, and even physical addresses. And you can also have Google remove login credentials if they pop up in queries. Now, yes, like I said, Google's making this easier now, but it doesn't mean it's going to be any faster. Google will still have to review requests to be sure that they're actually honest. They also won't be scrubbing any references that are actually a matter of public record. So all you politicians out there that want that number removed from the web, yeah, that ain't gonna happen. This is basically just an expansion of what Google's already been trying to do, with other efforts to curb spread of sensitive info. Particularly with users that are under the age of 18, you might remember Google actually said that those users can request the removal of their photos from image searches. Unfortunately though, even though the policy now from Google is much wider than it was, it obviously doesn't guarantee you to protect your privacy, but at least it may help. Okay, we tried to contact those folks over at Belkin. In fact, we're not the only ones. Bunch of stuff started popping up online saying, hey, Belkin, they're making a truly wireless charger. And when you contact Belkin, they say, no, we're not. We're not doing that. So who's lying and who's telling the truth? Well, right now, we don't know. Now, when we're talking about a true wireless charger, no. This is not just setting a device down on like a coaster. No. We're talking about beaming electricity across the room. Now, this all started because of the founder in chief over there at WeCharge. They went on to claim that Belkin would be launching a specific product for true wireless charging, and it would happen later this year. Hop on over to Belkin, and Belkin's just saying, no, that ain't happening. Denying everything. Then it hopped back over to a spokesperson at Belkin saying that they've confirmed that WeCharge and Belkin do have a partnership, and they're developing some products and concepts. After we thought everything calmed down over there at Belkin, I thought, okay, maybe it was just a rumor. Then Belkin issued a press release, stating that in line with our continued commitment to deliver the best charging experience to our customers, we are excited to uncover the full potential of WeCharge unparalleled over-the-air wireless charging technology. So yeah, your guess is as good as mine. Probably the same for the folks over there at Belkin. One thing's for sure though, before Belkin starts beaming electricity across the room, maybe you gotta get your facts straight first. And finally, Ring doorbell users out there, Amazon Alexa is about to help you out. In what way? Well, now Alexa can tell you, is that a person or is that a package? That's right, the voice assistant now can actually announce to you if a person's at your door or a package is at your door, all simply by looking. In fact, if you have an Echo Smart Display or Fire TV, it will also show you who or what is there by automatically pulling up a live video feed for you. Now, the feature, not just limited to Ring, it will work with video doorbells and security cameras, of course, with Ring, Google Nest, and a few other brands, which were actually unmentioned. However, though, it will be Ring doorbell users getting the feature first, as it's rolling out to those devices right now. Now, if Alexa can only tell us when somebody with the package is actually taking the package away from your door. Got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is, of course, for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. It's also the place where you can support the new show. This show relies entirely on your generosity to keep us going. So if you love what we do, britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For as literally as a cup of coffee per month, or $5, you can help keep the new show alive. Also, don't forget to check out the British Tech Network on our social media destinations. Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and the Slack room with the BTN community at britishtech.slack.com. The new show cruising into the weekend. Don't worry, though, we'll be back next month. Yes, on Monday. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a great Friday. Have a fantastic weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.